little man, my goodness, he's really getting on my nerves.
Welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
And I'm Lisa.
And we have a very special guest. The queen of the psychic world is back. It's Sally Morgan.
Hey!
For season two. Welcome back.
Oh, it's lovely to be back. What a lovely set.
Do you like it?
Well, you're obviously very important. When I came last time, you were not important.
No.
Now I've come back, it's like, whoa, they've been elevated.
Now
everybody.
We're bankrupt.
So. And now they're bankrupt.
So which side do you prefer?
Wow, I have to say, this is a gorgeous set, isn't it? And this is, so you're on the LA side.
So I'm in LA right now. Yeah,
yeah. And where am I?
Oh, we're in Essex.
We're in Essex, so I mean, yes, hello.
Got the silver bulldog up there to prove it and all that with Jace and the
Mallard. Yeah, got Mum a little present, got you the French bulldog.
Oh, no, got me a picture of Jace. Lovely Jason Momoa.
Picture of Jason. You've got a podcast now, haven't you?
I have.
You do.
Yeah,
tell us a bit more.
Well, it's called That's Afterlife with Sally Morgan, and which is obviously my life. That's Afterlife. Mm. It's very interesting. It's going well. Good celebs are coming on, and then just, you know, regular public.
Amazing.
Which is great. Yeah, it's going. Everyone's doing podcasts, aren't they?
I know.
Yeah. And a new thing. Well, it is. But, you know, I've always. A podcast, great, and I love the term, but it's basically visual radio, isn't it?
Yeah, it's having
essentially,
a chat with mates as well.
I love radio. Mm. And I've always loved radio, and I love listening to the radio. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that podcasts where you can see the person, like we're here now, talking, and it's also recorded, and you can listen to it in your car or wherever.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah,
I think so. Convenient as well, because you can pick it up whenever you want in the week, can't you? Which
I really like as well.
I
listen to podcasts now when I go for a walk, which I know it's not very often because I haven't got time.
Kind of got you into that, haven't I?
You did. Yeah. So I'm doing that and I'm enjoying it. I'm listening to my own ones as well.
Yeah.
And you think, it's like, you know, I do the same and you think, oh, I'm never going to say that again. Oh, did I say that?
Yeah,
right.
It's just a check.
What
I'm
made me
right,
say
yeah.
that? Yeah, exactly.
Just a check.
Yeah,
just a check.
Just a little check.
Yeah. And how was Panto? Because you did Panto for Christmas, didn't you?
Was it long?
Well, it is long, but it's grueling.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
I mean, two shows a day some days.
Yeah, well, every day.
Oh, shut up.
Two shows a day every day.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, when you... And Panto is all about dressing up. I mean, it's an art form, isn't it, Panto?
You love Panto,
and,
Joe.
You know, I was like the fairy godmother, so I'm in all this gear and everything. So you're getting out of it, in it, out of it.
Right.
And then you have like a finale costume. It's... You're getting... And you have like... Maybe a 4-hour gap. We can't go anywhere.
You can't do anything.
Right.
You can't even have a few drinks, can you?
No, you can't even. You can't, I couldn't have.
Maybe a nap in the dressing room? Did you have your own dressing room?
Well, no. Well, I had a cupboard.
Right.
And it was a cupboard. When they said, when they were showing us around, when they said, well, you know, you'll be getting changed in here, and there's a door, and I thought, oh, I'm going to have to see a lovely dressing room. And there were buckets and brooms in there. Seriously. And he went, we'll clear all this out before you come.
Sally Morgan. I mean, really?
Buckets and brooms?
You know, well, to me, it was quite normal. It was like, oh, you know, what more do I do? And then he showed me the dressing room that Sunita was in, Sunita. And it was like ginormous.
Yeah.
Big as this studio.
Right.
But she's lovely to work with.
You've shared one with him. He said to her, I'm bunking in with
him. No, he won't. No, she won't.
Could have walked in with some leaves over you and tried your luck.
A little dog, Scarlet.
Oh.
And her soup making machine and everything.
Oh, she sounds iconic already.
So she is. You'd love her. I mean, she is lovely. She's gorgeous. And she was great fun, great sense of humour, which of course you need when you do.
You need, with a grueling work schedule, you need someone there that's going to pick you up, don't you?
Well, you do, and everyone, all the ensemble, they're all like young kids.
Mm. Right.
You know, like high kicking, like in the corridors.
Sounds like my boyfriend.
Yeah, you know what I mean? hello, you know, those were the days. And you've got all of that. And then all of a sudden, about 3 weeks in, everyone started dropping like flies with
COVID.
Well, oh,
COVID.
No.
It must have been COVID, but it was a flu.
I don't think anyone that was tested.
I think no one wants to say it is anymore because of what's happened, but I think that it was rife.
Oh, yeah. Well, COVID's there. Yeah. And then I got pneumonia.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's awful.
But you know what I mean? Doctor stage and all of that, darling. I just carried on.
Oh, my God.
Side of stage, practically. And then get your cue and you go on and it's, hello, my
my lovelies.
Oh, I don't even know you got that out.
Let's hear a cheer.
Oh.
So good to see you. Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
Oh. I mean, she's all in rhyme, isn't she, fairy godmother?
Oh.
You should do panto.
I can't remember a thing.
No, you'd be brilliant in panto.
We'd have to
give her a couple of lines, because sometimes if we do scripted work together...
I'm useless.
All Mum had to say, what was it that day? It was like three words. And she kept...
I just couldn't get these words out. And I had a team of people staring at me.
And you know, like, the three words? It wasn't that you couldn't get the three words out. Oh my God, I know what you're going to say here. But it's like you were ad-libbing and putting your own words in and making it six words.
It's the Celebrity Big Brother's back.
Oh, I know.
How'd you feel about the lineup? What were your thoughts?
I'll be very honest. A lot of the lineup, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a few of them.
Mum said this. Yeah.
Sharon Osbourne, obviously, class.
Yeah.
She's in there.
I think Sharon and Louis Walsh will be like...
Yeah, but she's got a deal. She's only in there like for four or five days.
For 5 days. And something like 500 grand, 5 days.
I mean, how on earth is she going to... How are the others going to feel about that if she just suddenly gets... Or they just announce that she's left?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd want to... For that money, I mean, I'd... It's the right ump.
It's a good resurgence of it, though, because I think they've strategically put some people in there that you know are going to ruffle feathers. Like, I know for a fact that Ekin is very strong. ZZ's very strong as well.
Who's Ekin? Is he the one?
Ekin was on Love Island. She won with Davide.
Oh, right, okay.
She's done a lot of TV recently, though, as well. She did The Traitors US. She's done Dance on Ice.
Do you know, like, a prediction, as I'm sitting here, seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's going to be a massive fight in there.
Do you?
Like, literally where people will want to, like, grab one another.
Right. Physical. Right.
Sharon Osbourne.
No, I don't think it is going to be Sharon.
Mum.
I think it's going to be a girl and a boy, but I don't think it's too young, two youngsters.
Okay, because I think
I would call youngsters.
I think David's very fiery from Ibiza Weekender, and he's already quite polarizing. A word that I learned yesterday, everyone. I learned this word yesterday, polarising.
Which means that you're just concentrating on that, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I know, everyone, word of the day.
Well done, Joe.
I know, I was just really proud of myself for just using it as well. I said I'd try and use it today, and I have, so that's good. But yeah, no, it looks really good. It looks like it'll be a good season. I love speaking about Big Brother with you, because obviously you're in there, so you know firsthand what it's like as well.
Yeah, but
to be in that environment.
It's quite daunting, because I expected to go in and my personality, which is very outgoing, and although I do like my quiet moments, and literally the moment I walked into the house, I became a little bit of an introvert, because there's so many big characters in there. You sort of, I want to give them space, and I was just sort of like... watching, observing,
what's going on.
I think it's having to like think before you speak, isn't it? Because you're constantly just being watched.
Imagine me.
And you are watched 24, because where our beds were, I was in with lovely Kirstie Alice. And she's passed now, hasn't she?
Yeah.
And we were in the two single beds, and we were allowed to take our pillows in.
Oh, lovely.
But we could hear... They have like a walkway. It's like what we call the rat run round the back.
Oh, yeah, I saw that when we went.
And we would be, because I suffer from insomnia, so like sleeping, I'm awake from about 3 o'clock till 5 o'clock every morning. I'm dreadful.
You two are like separated at birth, aren't you?
You can hear them walking around.
Oh.
And they've got like, they had little spy holes.
Oh, I'd have had to go up and stick my tongue in one.
Yeah. So you are, I was very aware of that.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah. So you're kind of having that reminder, because with Love Island, you can get a bit lost in it with those cameras. Like a lot of the cast say to me that you forget they're there. But I guess with Big Brother, if you can hear, I know you're not meant to, but if you can hear
you'd have to put earplugs in and stuff like that.
No.
That would drive me instantly out.
And then I'd be awake all night then. Yeah. I'd have to sleep without them.
Yeah,
and you can't take any, there are no books, no clocks. And even to the fact that they're tuned into the fact that some people, you can tell roughly what the time is by the sun.
Right.
Yeah.
So the shutters come down where the garden is.
Oh, no.
And they go up at different, so that you really don't know if it's 12 o'clock midday or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
But in there, you don't have a specific time, do you, when you can go to bed? They just let you go to bed and... Is that correct?
Well, they play, you've got certain games and they want you to do certain things, and they'll say, but I have to have it. When I want to go to sleep, I have to go, because I don't sleep otherwise.
Yeah. I know what you mean. When it's time.
And if I don't go then I couldn't do that. No earplugs.
It's really, I live on tea. So okay. It was more with me, I've got to have, there must be the tea bags there or the tea there,
yeah.
Milk there. I mean, I can drink black tea.
Yeah.
But it was because you really suffer with the food as well.
Oh, yeah.
And there's always an argument when my dad, I don't know what this one new one's going to be like, where you order the groceries.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not that. I just have a Prosecco, just 15 crates of Prosecco and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's definitely going to be arguments. Who's Kate Middleton's uncle? What's his name?
Is it Gary?
Gary.
Yeah, he's not even posh though.
No, but I want to know what your thoughts are on all of this, right? Because I don't know if you've seen in the media this week, but everyone wants to know where Kate Middleton is. They've released a picture. It looks AI. It doesn't look like
she's
her.
She's in LA, doesn't it?
But I don't even know what she looks like. Post-surgery vibes, basically.
She's with her mum in LA. That fella on G&B come on and said she's been pictured out in America.
What do you think about
the
channel?
She's in the UK and she's living in... There is a picture of her at the moment.
Yeah.
Taken by Paps.
Mm.
I think it was an Italian Pap. And it first appeared in the Italian news press. Okay. But we are not... UK isn't printing it.
Mm.
Of course, you can go on.
It's very strange what's going on.
It's there, but she's had major surgery.
Yeah.
I think I've got an idea what it is, but I don't really want to say in case I get it wrong.
What?
Yeah, I think everybody is.
I think maybe she's had a hysterectomy or something.
Yeah. Oh, see, the younger internet are saying it's BBL.
Oh, shut
what's
up,
BBL? Joe.
Like Brazilian bum lift. Like she's had a bum dum.
She's got no bum, has she?
Well, yes.
She's like a washboard. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
I mean, she's dead straight.
She's dead straight. And
yeah. I know, but I'm, oh, you know what? I'm like that. GK Barry's like that. We're all built like that. Do you know what I mean? The Scots aren't happening.
I've really flat bums. Oh,
I have got a fat one.
Oh, I love
that.
I have got
that's what we need.
You know, I have got... I've got a fat,
like a batty,
saggy bum.
Right, okay. I don't know, I feel like I might rather have that than what I've got. It's you know when you put the ironing board cover on the ironing board?
You and George
board?
Have got lovely bottoms.
No, George used to play football. He's, you know, like quite stacked with his figure. I look at, you know, when kids go to school and their parents force them to do a lot of sports and then they get a really good physique when they're older. Why didn't you do that to me?
Because you didn't like sports, your brother
just
did.
Forced me, do you know what I mean? Send me to the army for the love of God. Like, no, I just wanted some form of six pack.
In all your regalia and dance the girls aloud than you
do. I know. At least I can walk in heels.
Yeah, most men have a pert bum, don't they?
My husband's got a lovely pert bottom.
Yeah, my husband. He had an amazing bottom. Yeah. He had a big tummy, but his bum was normal. Me, I look and I think, it's got to be how our fat is distributed, isn't it?
Well, if you just joined into this episode, we're having some arse chat.
Yeah.
But moving on from that, I thought we'd talk about the news in general, what's going on at the minute and this year. Have you got any predictions for 2024? Because I actually saw you on the Mother Half podcast.
They're lovely, aren't they?
Aren't they a lovely
couple?
They're
really lovely.
They are lovely. And I saw some of your predictions, so I thought I'd ask you myself to see.
What did I say?
Well, you said about a war.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there is going to be one.
Yeah. Which
and
is quite terrifying.
I wonder. Well, it is terrifying, and I wonder if it's. I mean, I am picking it up. You could say, gut feeling. But I mean, it's not really rocket science when you look at what Russia's doing, what's going on with Russia. And I do think that what could kick it off is Iran. There's going to be an incident there. So, I think that we are looking at. But you see, warfare nowadays is so different.
Mm.
There are nuclear
weapons. You've got cyber, you've got the nukes.
Yeah, you've got technology. You've got warfare to do with, which Russia can so easily just switch off the whole world.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know we can be, you lost my ring then. We could be like, you know, sitting here and all of a sudden, bang, there's no light.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the equivalent of Russia with a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, of course.
But we are, I think that towards the end of this year, October and November are really serious months to do with global warfare.
That's when I wanted to tour the podcast. I'm fucked now, aren't I? Oh my God. I'm in the future now. Sally predicted everything, but what she didn't predict is me forgetting my Manscaped stuff because I'm over in LA now, so I need to get some more. After using the Lawnmower 5.0 to clear my winter bush, I finally caught the spring fever. With two interchangeable heads, you can either take a little trim off the top or go full smooth shaven with a little bit of foil taper on the old pubes, you know what I mean? I personally enjoy a landing strip. I don't like it smooth like a baby's bottom. I like it to be, you know, little bit hairy down there. And also, I do it in the shower because I don't know if you know, but Manscaped's waterproof, so it's banging. Whether it's crafting a new look or just doing a quick tidy up down there, Manscaped gives you all the tools to do a good job on those pubic hairs. So easy, compact, take it everywhere I go. I was just in Bristol last week supporting Grace on a tour. Do you know what I brought? My Manscaped. I thought, I don't know, I'll get lucky tonight with my boyfriend. But do you know what I mean? It's always there. I took it to my nan's house once, was staying over, thought might need a little trim up. Not for her, just for myself. Make sure to get 20% off your order and free shipping using the code NOTMYBAG at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping using the code NOTMYBAG, NOTMYBAGG at manscaped.com. There really is nothing like a little bit of spring cleaning in your pants.
Is there anything else in terms of, you know, like there's a lot of media coverage at the minute about the royal family.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
Well,
there's
I think
a lot
that
of
continues. So I didn't mean to talk over,
no,
darling.
That's right, don't be silly.
I think that with the royal family, it continues, there continues to be lots of speculation.
Mm.
This is the first time that I've said this out loud.
Oh, okay. Coming in.
But I do think the king is very sick.
Yeah, that's what I said that day. I mean, they were laughing at me because I literally was like, this is unprecedented, the announcement they made. And I don't think he looks very well. And I said that and George was laughing at me. And I said, he's waited his whole life to become king and he may not see many years of being king.
I think that he's the sort of person as well, don't you, that will, he'd rather pass it on to William.
William, yeah.
And I think... There are already talks within the firm that this is a possibility.
Sure.
Because I think that the Queen is really struggling with coping with the diagnosis of her husband.
I've noticed that because she's now stopped her rule
duties and
stuff, hasn't
she?
Needs
a break. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
What she's been thrust into the last sort of year or so.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of media coverage about it at the minute, like a lot, isn't there?
Well, I think that she's also with him. I think that they love Italy, the pair of them, and they have the facility of someone who always lets them borrow his property there. And I think that they're both... going there, that there's some serious things that are going to happen with the royals this year. A lot of sorting out. And I think Harry as well.
Well, just about to say, she said, what do you think about all that? Because I've got my views on it. I mean, I was distraught when I watched these documentaries. I thought, you know, your mother's passed, but your father's still alive and your brother's still here. And the things he was saying, I mean, I was literally watching it in the end like this thinking, oh my God. I just find it really savage. Don't you?
Well, it is. But I think that on a prediction level, you're looking at, there's no way the bridges will be built for many, many, many years. Many years.
Yeah.
I think it will be when their children, I think it's when you look at Harry and Meghan's children and the Prince and Princess of Wales, their three children, when they are adults, as in over 18,
right? Okay,
that's possibly when you see an inroad. And of course, I think that by then, the hierarchy in the royal family it won't be there; it'll have changed.
Right.
Mm. So all of that needs to happen. But I think that while Harry and Meghan's children and the Prince and Princess of Wales children are growing up, the brothers will not. They'll not come together and
it's
definitely.
It's so sad though, isn't
it's
it?
It's very sad.
It's so sad.
But every family, you know, has a, there are estrangements.
Yeah, no, I can, well, I know, don't we know it? There's always, families are the hardest thing, and to have such a public view on everything you do and every decision you make must be
yeah,
rough.
And you know, when you look at the latest photograph of Catherine in the car with her mother, so much speculation there. It must be dreadful that she knows as soon as she goes back to work, she does her first official engagement.
Mm.
They're there, really. Everyone's there to look, first of all, at her stomach. Everyone wants to see the front of her because they know she's had abdominal surgery.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to see her face and her skin and how she's looking.
Yeah, so the whole world's eyes are on you, aren't they?
Everyone wants to see that.
Everyone wants a bit of part of them, don't they? They just want to know everything that's going on.
Well, can you blame them? But I thought we'd move on to something a bit lighter and talk about mum's experiences with psychics, because...
Oh, yeah, tell me what mum experiences. Well,
Tell me. You're very into this world, aren't you, mum? And we've grown up like
this.
I used to be.
I mean, I was a little bit obsessed when I was younger. But then over the years, there's been certain people that haven't come through, and it kind of made me... you know, feel a little bit sad. And then I kind of just went off it, because I get there is a little spirit that comes to me. They take the piss at me, the boys, because...
No, we don't, guys.
You do.
No, to give context, the spirits come after two bottles of rosé, right?
No, they
right?
don't. No, they
I
do
will
not.
Just say that when she said the orb was floating around her room and it turns out a van was reversing on the drive, of course we're going to think that... something's going on here.
No, I mean, last year I told you I saw that shape go right. I've got mirrored wardrobe. So I looked up and I could, in the middle of the night, well, it's sort of dusk. So I saw, it was dawn. It's not dusk, is it? It's dawn. It's beginning of the morning, silly cow. Mm. So I saw this thing go past me and I thought, God. But it came back in. I thought, all right, maybe it's just because, you know, I've got my glasses on, whatever. Went downstairs and I looked on the calendar. It was the anniversary of my granddad's death. And I thought, oh God. And then around when my nan passed, I get this on the bottom of my bed. And then I've done a video of it when it was around the passing of my nan. And she was poking me to try and wake me up. I told her. And you laughed at me.
No, I don't laugh at you. George does. You get us confused the majority of the time. No, I do hear you out and I listen. But I always ask the question, how much wine was in the fridge last night and how much in this morning?
Well, first thing in the morning, there was no wine involved. So, but no, basically, I mean, I just basically shit myself when I see a clairvoyant, because I just think, oh my God, I just go a bit funny.
Is there a difference between a clairvoyant and a psychic?
No, psychic is the generic term, and clairvoyant means clear view, to see.
Oh, okay.
Clairvoyant,
I didn't know
French
that.
For clear view, so you can see clearly. Wow. So it's all, they're just all, you could say, labels given to this esoteric world, which... It's fraught with so many ideas nowadays. Mm. I mean, I call myself, if someone says to me, well, what do you do? I say I'm a medium.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm not being precious about it. The general public, if you were to say, oh, she's a medium and she's a psychic, or he's a medium, he's a psychic, people are going to understand psychic more than they will medium.
Yeah.
But there's...
It's how you interpret it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's how you see it. But I think that what someone like yourself, Lisa, it's a bit like... it's like anything. If you go... You pay cheap, you get cheap.
Right.
So if there's nothing wrong with psychic fairs and things like that. They're brilliant, and they can introduce people, and you can sort of like deal with people to do with cards and crystals and different ideas on this world. But at the end of the day, if you want a medium, then you need to do your homework.
Well, I was going to say, I've actually got a story myself, because when I went to Australia for about 8 months, when I was...
Very
what,
spiritual
about,
place, Australia, I have to tell you.
Yeah, I was about what? How old? 19, 20?
18. You was just 19. Around.
So I went, when I was there, I'd never had a reading before. So I wanted to give it a go and see, because mum had always spoke to me when I was younger. And I thought, what better place to do it than somewhere where no one knows who I am? So there's no, if I did it in Essex or whatever, like, also this is years before I did this job as well.
Yeah.
So contextually, I thought, okay, great place to do it. So I found this lady, actually through a friend. She lived an hour away and it was like into the outbacky bit. So she was on like this estate thing. So I get there, go into her house. She's got a little French bulldog. So I was like, oh, a little piece of home. It was really cute. Sat on the sofa and the dog is looking at like a shelf there, like looking up at the shelf. And she says to me, like, oh, just don't worry about the dog. Like, that's where the spirit sits. So me being who I am and being like, you know, not being a true believer at that point was like, she's put a fucking dog biscuit in a vase and she stuck it in the, you know what I mean? I thought, come on, love. Like, do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I sit on the sofa. We start talking. I wish I'd made notes, because mum always tells me it's good to have something to go back to.
Oh, you definitely want to read it.
You're reading with me. I just went on to, and I put it all in my notes.
Yeah, and I didn't do that, which is quite annoying now. But there were certain standout things that she said to me that I promise you, no one would ever, ever have known. And to the point where she sat there and she started tapping her left arm and she was like, is your brother okay? She was like, I just want to let you know that like you need to check up, because like your brother's having an issue with his arm, right? And then also some issues with his relationship. Anyway, mum calls me the next week and she says that Danny's in hospital because he's having a problem with blood flow to his left arm. right?
Yeah, that's so good, isn't it?
So then we're talking away, chatting away, and she says that she's got like a man here, and she described like I thread by thread where my granddad used to sit to watch Coronation Street and his shows. To the point with his bird watching, to what birds used to watch, to the amount of pigeons in the shed that he used to, like, it was, you know, when you just sat there and you get shivers and you're like, there is no way that, how would this lady in the outback of Australia have known any of this? Do you know what I mean? So that was the kind of experience for me that I had, but then I came away from. Well, it was great. And it was like really eye opening. And the things that she was saying, I thought no one else would even know these things. And I think that it's good to go in with an open mind and to not go in with an agenda. I think that if you want to speak to someone and you want to know what the outcome is, you're going to go in with that. Do you know what I mean? Whereas if you go in with a clear mind.
I had, didn't I, after my friend passed away very unexpectedly. And then an old school friend who I hadn't seen for years, she said to me, I need to see you. I need to see you like as soon as. And she basically.
Oh, I remember this.
Told me loads about what happened to Karen. And I was like, and it just made so much sense. Because she used to text me in the middle of the night. But she was an addict. She died from addiction. And like, but Karen had no concept of time. So I used to get these texts at like 10 to 2 in the morning. And I think, has it just not come through? Whatever. There was so much she said. And she sort of said, look, she's happy now. She's out of her pain. And it was like, but I thought, well, why didn't she come through to me then? Yeah. You know what I mean? I got really annoyed. But
well, it is about energy. That's really, an interesting question because I ask that on a daily basis, especially when I'm doing my gigs. But it's a bit like, it's all to do with, and everything has to be lined up.
Yeah.
You've only got to have a little kink in the atmosphere, in the energy, and it's not going to come the way that you want. So your friend who was talking about your best friend who died, who you thought would come through, she was able to contact her energy, knowing that she would tell you.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So in the end, she managed to reach you, but just through another way, say, through another energy field.
Yeah.
It is all about energy. I mean, it's fascinating because what is happening?
Yeah,
I know.
Well, I had on a list because when you spoke to George and I last time, there were some things.
I just wanted to ask you, Lise, who's Alex?
Who's Alex? Don't know. Do I know an Alex?
Alex.
Do you have to go to Scotland?
No, Alex. We don't have enough.
And you don't know anyone called Alec, A-L-E-C?
No.
You need to just remember that.
Okay.
But it's happened. It's around you.
Right.
But it's connected also to your husband.
Oh.
And to your house where you live.
Oh.
You didn't buy your house from somebody that was Scottish?
No, they were swingers.
Were they?
Something was going on.
There might have been a Scot in the ass at one point,
well,
to be
I'm
honest
sure
with
that
you.
There was a threesome of some sort.
And they loved to make jam, didn't they? So it was very sticky when we came in. Didn't know if it was lubricant or jam.
Oh, I was going to say, God.
I was just going to say, because there was some stuff that you mentioned last time, and it was about George, and it's really funny because you mentioned a lot like about his chest and things like that, and you made some like predictions about him meeting someone and he's now like with a girlfriend. He stopped vaping because of his chest, all like little things that
popped
up.
He's moving in with his
and you mentioned that you mentioned like career wise that we were going to both do different things, which we definitely did.
What you're doing?
He went into locked in last year and did a show.
Oh, wow, that's so good.
Yeah, he's doing like a different route, 100%, isn't he? And then just a few things about, obviously, like he lost his virginity and all that. And yeah, he's moving in with his girlfriend, which is very interesting. Like,
well,
kind of what
Sally
you said.
She said, be careful about, you know, being robbed, whatever. So we got a Ring doorbell, and then we see a woman on a mobility scooter come up to the door. I went, I'll get it robbed.
Really?
Sally also said about people in the, you know, around me and people, you know, the backstabby kind of energy. And I've definitely experienced that in the last year or so.
There's going to be a baby, did you say?
Yeah. I need to be a nanny.
Baby.
It's not funny. I'm getting older now and I want a baby in my life.
That's interesting.
Well,
a baby.
I think it's to do with George. Oh, shut up.
In terms of, so for the Bags family as a whole, so for me, Mum and George, from like energy and vibes right now, like what do you, have you got anything?
Oh, I think that you're definitely going from strength to strength. And I think that you're and I've already said that you and Georgia are like together, but building your own identities, you could say.
Yeah.
Not just work-wise, but personally.
That's very true, and I think that continues. That is true.
And I think that you, Lisa, are going to be offered something that is very much just you as well, even though that you'll be able to come together. So all three of you are developing in your own way. Mm. And of course, I think with you, Lisa, you've got the advantage of, you know, there's maturity there. So you're going to be offered many things that are applicable to your age group and to you being really an inspiration for other women. Oh, so that comes your way. Yeah, it's really because you'll do it with a sense of humour as well.
I can't do anything without being funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I try.
Well, and I think that grows as well. So you've got no worries to do with your work. I think there's an elderly woman in the family. There's going to be some issues with her.
Why are you?
I can't even do that because my Botox is kicking.
I know. I thought you were having a bloody aneurysm. I mean, we do have. There's only one elderly woman that we have contact with, and then the rest of them are within the family.
And who's Sarah? Is that her daughter?
Sarah. Mm. Sarah. Do you know Sarah?
No.
Oh, it's good that Mum's here because Mum knows everyone's names better than I do.
Yeah, but it's funny though because that's why I did notes with Sally last time to go back, and she said something about Pat and I went. I mean, I was really, my friend Pat lost her husband, so you brought that up, and I thought, do I say anything to her? She was so happy to know that Bob was all right because I thought, do I tell her?
Yeah,
but she was over the moon, bless her. So Pat's not been very well. So she's like 83.
And is there someone with a nickname called Pebbles?
Pebbles.
Oh, do I know some of the dog called Pebbles?
No.
Well, that's to do with Pat. And that's to do with Pat and Bob.
I'll have to ask. I'm going to phone her this week and tell her that I've seen you. She'll be like, oh my God.
Yeah. But it also, someone saying, that is so funny, something about a dish. You know, a dish?
Yeah.
Like a piece of china. Oh, I wonder if it's got pebbles in it. Like from a beach.
Has Pat got any pebbles in a dish?
Well,
I'll still have to go around and have a look. So, where's your pebbles?
and it's in the dish. That's so.
Right, okay.
Someone, but that's being said to me as well.
You haven't bought any new pebbles for your flat, have you?
No, I have to put in plant pots, but not in a dish. Yeah,
I bought them
a couple of days ago.
Oh, have you?
Yeah,
you bought pebbles.
Yeah.
And are they in a dish?
I don't know, Sarah. No, they're in plant pots, but I did buy pebbles and I've got covered in white.
To be fair, I've got a couple of friends called Sarah, but you said this to me before. So, yeah, I mean, they both actually shit themselves.
There's a name that always comes up for me as well. And I'm like, you know, when it's like,
and I've said it.
Yeah, and it's come up three times when I've spoken to you previously. It's the name Ricky and it comes up every single time. Every time about
that. When you just said that, that's more to do with finances with you.
Is it?
So I think you might find that you're going to talk to somebody about something. It's very positive and it's achievable and it's realistic. Because there is, you know, you are very much a fun person and very lighthearted, but you've got a very realistic, balanced side to you as well.
I do.
He's very sensible when he wants to be.
Yeah, and that's kicking in at the moment because you don't want to be let down with something on a personal level. So that name could have something to do with that. So it might be an accountant or somebody that will be able to sort something out for you where it's doable.
Right. Okay, fine.
Because you might have someone that tells you, no, that can't be done. Who's Mark?
Mark. I don't.
It's an older person, almost like you'd look at it like, maybe a bit younger than your dad, but sort of your dad's age group.
It's hard because I meet so many
people. Yeah, I know. And then what'll happen is you'll go over and you'll look
and then you have a think. I don't know off the top of my head. I don't know, Mark. Is that career-wise? Is that
personal? I think it's all to do with getting something sorted out for you.
Right.
You're taking...
Hopefully my bloody car windscreen.
Well, I think your podcast is going abroad, isn't it?
I mean, me looking at Rosie.
Is it?
There's another country involved.
Right. I'd love that at some point. That'd be great.
LA.
Yeah, it could be. It could be LA, but I think you've also got a real pull to do with Europe, but a particular country. that will...
don't bugger off and leave me, will you? You know what? You're like...
No, I'd probably be Ibiza again. I went 8 times last year.
Yeah. What, as a DJ?
No, I mean, I was thinking the other day when I was in the car, I thought maybe in like 10 years time, I'd love to... Dad to teach me like how to do it because Dad DJs. I'd love to learn. But right now, I just don't think I've got the mental capacity to do it.
Yeah, but you'll do something on a cruise.
But you're very but
cruise. But it'd be massive to do with your podcast.
Okay.
Ooh. And you could find that you're doing the podcast.
I'd be the Jane McDonald of the cruise. Yeah. On the podcast.
Oh my God, she loves to
just
sing.
Don't let her sing at the end.
Oh no, don't. I can sing, but
we want
I can't.
The podcast to be successful, Lisa. We don't want it to fail.
No, I think I can sing, but I can't. So I think
try. Well, I mean, I'm just trying. No. I know I've got a good voice, but I'm being told all the time, no, you haven't.
She's great at karaoke.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
But after a few sherbets, I'm all right.
Sherbets?
Yeah, that's what you call it.
Oh, is it?
But you might find yourself that you've got a regular slot on like a Virgin cruise.
Right, okay.
What about radio?
Yeah, but I think maybe it's more, it's almost as if you'll have to be on the cruise doing the podcast. So you you know, film a group of
them.
Going
to be on Low Deck.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'd love that. I love it. Although I do
that's
get a bit
really
motion
good
sick.
Idea, that.
I know, isn't
I
it?
Thought I've sort of see that, you know, though.
Yeah.
You'd be great at that.
I'd love to do that. Is there anything else you see for this year? Like this year? Because there's a lot of, what I've noticed about this year, from professional and personal standpoint, there's been a lot of changes, isn't there?
Oh,
with family dynamic, with work, with pretty much everything.
What about me last time? I looked today and it's absolutely true because I swapped agencies. Well, I didn't swap, I just left. And I'm now with the brilliant management, HLD. I'm doing really, really well. And it's just like, this is how it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I was quite miserable, wasn't I, for a little while? And I was like, you know, nothing's happening. But now it's really good and it's building my confidence and... I mean, who'd have thought me? I've got a career at 54. It's great. I love it.
Yeah. Well, it's never too late.
No, I know.
And I think it's at this particular time, very much it's about women and it's about, you know, there doesn't have to be ageism.
And as well, like I always said, I'd always do something. I never wanted to just be that stay-at-home mum. I wanted to do, once the boys were settled and they were happy, and it just couldn't have aligned at a better time. It's like... It is like the stars up there are like, right now, I feel like it's my turn now.
Yeah, you're with the right people. Mm. So what they're doing is they're putting you out there in the right places.
And they're all women as well, so which is great. It's like, come on, girls.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's
I love
power,
it.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I've got the most amazing manager, Hyla.
Well, that's what I mean. And she's there really rooting for you. You're going to get you'll get some amazing gigs. You won't see.
Stand-up comedian.
It's a good time for, and I think that, you know, it's all sort of like, post-COVID, isn't it?
Mm. It is.
And everybody wants to be, we're working differently.
Yeah.
And that's why...
Everything changed.
Well, that's why podcasts are working.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't have to do
them. I don't
know
about you, I never ever listened to a podcast until there are so many now. And I thought, well, I'm going to, you know, especially because when Joe said, we're thinking of doing one, I thought, what's it all about? When I started listening, I thought, I love this.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it is, like going for a walk, I sometimes get bored listening to music, but I always have one headphone in and one out, because I like listening to the birds and the walks and the street. But I love it now.
Yeah, well, it's conversational, isn't it? And it's all about having a conversation. And it's about being real.
Yeah.
And it's about, this is what life is. It's not pretending.
Yeah, on the telly, and then you've got to put on a big facade and all that.
And that's what a podcast is all about.
Although I will tell you a funny story. When I was listening to that Christmas podcast in January, I was walking along and I literally stopped and just couldn't stop laughing. A man came up to me and went, are you okay? I went, oh no. And I went to him, I'm just listening to my podcast. And he went, oh, okay. As if to say, you nutcase. Like, you actually laughing at your own jokes. It was something you said. And I went, oh my God. And he must have thought, what on earth is that woman like, wrong with that lady?
I do that all the time when I listen to things though, and I'm walking along and I start giggling to myself, do it on the train.
But that's brilliant podcast.
Yeah, that's what you need.
It's just like, you know, George Start, I was just like, oh God, it was so funny.
But that sounds very positive anyway. You haven't
you've got great things.
Yeah, you haven't said anything negative, which is...
Well, you don't have... You're, at the end of the day, we make our own destiny.
Yeah.
And you're a very positive family and you want to achieve and you want to do it properly. You've got the right people around you. So you've got lots of happiness there.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's going to be a baby in the family. God. That's
so there's
going to
be somebody, you've got to keep an eye on a lady that's getting older and then a baby coming.
So lady older baby and the cruises. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Oh, the cruises are going to be huge for
And we're not going to get cancelled anytime soon.
No. Fine. There's no, because I think that you've got a good fan base that want you and want you to be as you are. They don't want you to change, and you're not going to change.
Can you see anything? Yes, do you see anything will. New?
Well, I think that your the newness around you is
please not the baby. No, it won't be from me. No, it won't be from me.
Well, the newness around you is all to do with your fan base growing,
right?
And you're going to develop when we develop, when we've got growth, when we've got new ground, we don't realize it's only until it's not until it's pointed out to us that we are changing. That's the newness around you, and keeping what you have and letting it grow in a very organic, natural way, which is good.
Yeah. We're also very authentic, aren't we? I mean, but I can't be serious. And I don't mean to be and say things that are funny. People go to me, my mate just goes to me, you're just certifiable, she's just nuts. But I've always been the same and I will never change.
Well, but it's being, as you said, that's a good word, authentic.
Okay. Can I ask you, Sally, sorry, about...
One second, Mum, the stranger's way. I just came back on.
That's really freaky, isn't it? I was about to ask something about
health. That's really weird. You were just about to ask something about health and the screen went off.
The screen went off. Black screen, gonna die. Mm. No, I'm just asking. Is there anybody you can see around us that like immediate family with health issues or anything like that?
Well, I think that whatever health issues there might be, they're going to be nipped in the bud.
Good.
So you haven't got anything around you that is going to jump up and bite you on the nose and surprise you. Whatever the health issues are to do with you or to do with your husband or to do with immediate family will be sorted.
Good, because Terry's not been very well lately, so I've been really worried about him. So he's sort of got really high blood pressure. So
they're checking his heart and everything.
But and it's really funny because literally in the last sort of week, because you know I made him go to the doctor because he's turned 60 now, bless him. I said you must go, but he's so worried. And I just said if you make slight changes, then already.
Well, no. Got to get your prostate checked.
He's going for more blood tests tomorrow.
Not that bothers our audience one bit. No one's going to be over 60.
No, apparently it's not done like that. Now it's done through a blood test.
Oh, it's not done with a finger up the arse.
Yeah. So that I was told.
Shame.
Yeah, they can do it. They can do it with your blood now.
Because it runs in his family. So it's like I was just...
Yeah, but it's not with Terry. It's not really cancer and he's prostate. It is more to do with his ticker, but he will get that sorted.
Yeah, because do you know what? It's really funny.
He needs to get up. He needs to get on that bike.
Standard. So it's really funny that we're here today.
Well, he needs to get up, get on his bike and start biking and walking
again. He said he's going to bike. I said, I'll buy you a bike.
Hey, Dad used to bike to the Indian, get pissed, and then bike back, and then fall off on the way home.
Typical Terry.
And we were just like, you just got to try and exercise some more. That's all he's got to do.
That's all he's got to do. It's everything in moderation.
Because his dad was really fit back in the day, like bodybuilding, all that stuff. And then as he grew older, just started Sally, to get built like a pigeon.
Don't you probably refine this? Like, as men get older, Terry's got a lovely bottom, but he's got a bit of a belly now. I think most men do get that, don't they? So that's when you've got to start looking after yourself a little bit.
Mum made me laugh the other day. This is so off topic, but just say, it really made me laugh. Mum said, your dad's giving me the ick, right? And which is so funny because like, I've never heard like a parent say that.
What did I say?
We have in our roast series on YouTube, diary room segment, but we film it in the downstairs loo. So you can kind of hear it in other rooms. So when we're all doing it, we're all just loud, normal voices, as if you're in a normal diary room setup. And Dad speaks like really softly because he's obviously scared about us hearing. So like, he'll sit there and he'll go, yes, I don't know what's wrong with Lisa's cooking.
And he sort of goes, you know, I don't know what Lisa's talking about. And I'm like, what?
And Mum went
talking like that.
I stood there in the kitchen. She was like, he just gave me the ick. I just don't know what to do.
And I tell you what did give me the ick last night. This is totally off topic. Those new pants that you gave him from ASOS, he's not wearing those. They look like loincloths.
I bought these pants to
He's not wearing them.
I know. Well, I bought them to replicate Barry Keegan's scene in Saltburn. I was going to basically pretend I was naked. But then I tried them on. I thought, these
are. So you gave them to your father?
Yeah, because they were
you can't be last night, Sally. He went like this.
They are nude coloured briefs. They're absolutely revolting.
I said, throw them in the bin. So he just chucked them down the
side. They look like a dancer's belt, didn't they? They look like
everything's got to be hoiked in.
What do you think of Saltburn?
I didn't watch it.
He
said he doesn't think I'd like that.
I thought it was artistically shot.
Everyone
I thought
it
was really good.
It doesn't like it, and it's young generation love it.
I loved it.
I thought it was a great film. It was a really good film.
It's so well written, and I mean, call me psychic, but I worked it out pretty quickly.
Did you?
We won't give it away for people that haven't seen it. But basically, I think it's the most amazing film. It's incredibly funny.
It's also like really gorgeously like shot.
Oh, I think so.
Directing.
When you look at the, I love A Stately Home.
Oh yeah, it was gorgeous, wasn't it?
I'm quite famous for loving a stately home.
I love a stately home as well.
Yeah,
well,
you would love
when
film.
We was kids. You didn't have like phones. Your parents would take you to a stately home at the weekend, even though you'd be bored stiff. But I loved it. To be
another
honest.
Thing yeah. to plug because I thought it was amazing when I watched it last week. I actually don't know when it's out. I think it's the next couple of weeks. Mary and George on
Now
TV.
Be really good. Yeah.
I interviewed Julianne and Nicholas
Did
last
you?
Week. Yeah.
Well, I love her.
She was amazing. And
you made a laugh.
And I made a laugh. Apparently, it's the first person to make a laugh in the day, everyone. Yeah,
well, I
And that Nicholas Galatazine, gorgeous as well. I had the most fun.
And it's a true
I had 7 minutes of him. I was like, it's a true story.
And you know what I love with true stories? When they take, it's not the main character of the true story. It's almost as if you took a step back.
That's what I love.
And you're looking at someone else. It is going to be incredible.
Because it should be about the king, but it's not. It's about like the way that Mary infiltrated the family with George.
Well, she's a strong, powerful woman. You've got to watch it. Yeah.
Is it the story about the fact she wants her son? Is it her son?
Yeah, she wants her son to be...
her son out with the king. But it's almost a mix between like Bridgerton and like 50 Shades of Grey-esque. And it's
costume drama.
It's funny. It's like smutty. It's so good. Like,
it's
honestly.
Gonna be, and it also, it's true to life. And it's the stuff that happens now that we just accept happened then.
I know. And there's so many gays in it.
Is there?
And they all wear these little pearl earrings.
Oh, is that why you've got that on?
I know, but I listen to little Vivian Westwood one. I love it.
Yeah.
It's like tinkering on the mic.
Yeah. It's going to be, it's going to be Mary and, what is it?
Mary and George.
It's going to be fantastic.
See, if I don't watch anything like The Crown before I go to bed, I'll have nightmares. That's why I sort of switch
off. It's very like, it's all what you like.
Oh, is it stately homes, costume dramas?
It's everything, but it's kind of like,
Downton
Abbey. Appeal to me. Like, we could watch it together. Maybe not the sex scenes, but we could watch it together. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, the sex scenes are going to be pretty full on, aren't they?
Oh, they're very, really?
Don't watch Saltburn, if that makes
sense. I know. Yeah. He did actually sort of prep me, and he went, I just don't think you'd like that.
Well, I went to an event the other day, and they had the real life bathtub. It was an Amazon thing.
So guess what, Jodie, Sally?
So I filmed a video of me with a cup of water by the plug hole, but you couldn't see it. And I was pretending to slurp up from the plug hole.
Oh, yeah.
And funnily enough, that was an advert for Prime Video. So,
That's not my kind of drama that I like.
No, it's not your bag, is it?
No. Anything with Jason Momoa in it, that'd do me.
Yeah, I don't think Jason would do what he did, to be honest.
No, I don't think
but
so.
But what he did is true to life and happens. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It does not. Is it really?
It does.
Oh, God, I'm just such a prude.
I think I'm a prude.
I am.
At time. But when I saw Saltburn, it was like, oh, my God, this really happens.
Yeah.
Oh. It's so brilliantly written, isn't it?
It was, I thought it was incredible. We'll have to sit you down and watch it.
Or maybe just cut that episode out then.
Maybe we could do it live on the pod one day.
Oh. Because it's very dark.
It is very sinister.
I see, a lot of my friends on Facebook, not that I go on, they've said, oh my God, what on earth was that all about? But then your generation, everyone's loved it. But then Sally's now said, she loved it. So maybe I should have a little
Give it a go. You've got to remove...
How many episodes is it?
It's a one movie.
Oh, good.
And you've got to like remove the grossness from it and see it from an artistic perspective and why they're doing that stuff.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, but it's basically a film. It's incredibly dark. It's a film about a person who has, he's got a lot of issues.
Yeah.
A lot of problems.
Yeah.
And it's like...
And he takes down an entire
family. Story.
Yeah.
He takes down in five... And it's very, very well written. You can watch it.
Yeah.
Watch it on your own.
Yeah.
Probably.
And then if you watch it on your own, you're not feeling judged. You're not being judged because of the age thing. You know, my kids, they sort of said, oh... I don't know if you should watch it. And it was like, well, that straight away made me want to watch it.
Yeah, No.
Like, you don't get to my age you've been around the block a few times.
Yes, of course.
And that's really, so watch
I hope
Saltburn.
You haven't been near any bathtub, Sally, I'll tell you that
well,
right
Well, you
now.
Know, it was like, maybe I need to go near a bathtub here.
On that note, before we wrap up, I just wanted to basically like ask if there was anything else that you wanted to bring up about this year, or anything about us that you wanted to end it on, or do you know what I mean?
Well, I think that the Bags family, it's world domination, isn't it, really?
Oh, starting on the cruise. And have you got much coming up this year? Are you still touring?
You're still touring.
Yeah.
So the tour is my, the main thing that I do.
Sure.
It's the main
you
thing.
You love doing it, don't you?
Yeah, and I do love doing it. And it's, I don't find it stressful because we've got it off to pat, you could say.
Right.
And, you know, I've got an amazing crew. The theatres love me. The fans want to come, so that's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got lots of new things in the pipeline, which
amazing.
Is great.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah. Just don't do Panto this year because you're probably absolutely shattered, bless you.
No. I think that towards the end of this year, we're looking at America, so.
Oh, lovely. Ooh. Oh, good. Lovely. Good for you.
It's stateside, I think.
Stateside. Oh, wow. Better weather as well. Better weather than here. Shit out. Yeah, so come over, stateside. On that note, thank you so much.
Yes, oh, thank
so
you
lovely
for
to see
me.
You. Yeah, thank you so much for coming on.
Darling. We love the bags, don't we? They've got it in the bag, everybody. They've got it in the bag.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Fortunate Home. If you've been watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe and comment your favourite part.
And also rate us on Spotify and listen on Apple Podcasts.
She's getting there.
I did it wrong. She's got nipples on the brain.
She's got nipples on Spotify. Thank you so much. See you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.